Welcome to Cyber IQ Weekly, your actionable regulatory intelligence for the week that matters. I am Alex.
And I am Sarah.
Sarah, our last issue flagged an August wall 10 days out. We are now just 3 days away, and it sounds like that single wall has become a cluster of hard gates. What is hitting us this weekend?
You are absolutely right, Alex. The wall is here, and it is a multi-jurisdictional cluster. Tomorrow, Friday, July 31st, brings the close of Germany's Federal Office for Information Security, or BSI, Network and Information Security 2, or NIS2, registration expectation. Also tomorrow, the United Kingdom's Online Safety Act risk assessment records window closes, and the Federal Trade Commission's, or FTC's, artificial intelligence accuracy comment docket closes.
And then the weekend brings even more.
It does. Saturday, August 1st, the California Delete Act's Delete Request and Opt-Out Platform, or DROP, deletion processing duty binds, along with Connecticut's Data Privacy Act profiling impact assessment duty. Then on Sunday, August 2nd, the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act's Article 50 transparency layer and General Purpose Artificial Intelligence, or GPAI, fining power switch on. Also Sunday, California Senate Bill 942, the Artificial Intelligence Act, becomes effective, and China's Internet Information Services rewrite closes for comments.
A lot to get through this weekend. And then Monday.
Monday, August 3rd, the FedRAMP 20X Class A pipeline opens. So yes, a very busy few days ahead.
Let us dive into some of the most critical actions listeners need to be aware of, starting with California's DELETE Act. What is the DROP duty and why is it critical now?
The California DELETE Act, for 18 months, has primarily been a registration and fees regime, but that changes on August 1st. From Saturday, every business registered as a California data broker must begin processing consumer deletion requests submitted through DROP, which is the Delete Request and Opt-Out platform the California Privacy Protection Agency, or CPPA, has run for consumers since January 1st of this year.
How many consumers and brokers are we talking about here?
More than 300,000 Californians have enrolled, and over 600 brokers are registered. The mechanism that connects these two now switches on. The duty is procedural and unforgiving. A broker must access DROP at least once every 45 days, download the list of consumers who have requested deletion, standardize and hash its own records to match against that list, and then delete every piece of matching personal information. This includes inferences and derived profiles, not just raw identifiers.
And what about reporting? The broker must report the status of each request back through the portal within that same 45-day window. Requests the broker cannot verify may not simply be ignored. They must be treated as opt-outs from the sale and sharing of personal information. Critically, the deletion instruction does not stop at the broker's own systems. It must cascade to service providers and contractors who receive the data.
What are the penalties for noncompliance?
Missing any part of this process carries a mechanical penalty of $200 per day per deletion request, plus the CPPA's cost of investigation. With deletion lists arriving in batches, a single missed 45-day cycle can multiply into a 5- or 6-figure exposure before a regulator even sends a letter.
So, what is the immediate action item for our listeners regarding DROP?
Verify your DROP account is approved and stand up the recurring pull, match, delete, and report workflow before Saturday, August 1st. It is also crucial to map every service provider and contractor that received broker data and wire the deletion cascade into your data processing agreement obligations with evidence of transmission.
That is a significant operational change. Let us move to cloud security. We have heard a lot about FedRAMP, but the newsletter mentions FedRAMP Ready has retired. What is happening with FedRAMP 20X Class A?
You are right, Alex. The FedRAMP authorization path that most cloud providers knew is gone. FedRAMP Ready, the pre-assessment designation that let a cloud service provider signal it was prepared for an agency sponsor, was retired to legacy on July 28th. In its place, on Monday, August 3rd, the FedRAMP Program Management Office opens the 20X Class A pipeline. This is the first available on-ramp under the Consolidated Rules for 2026, or CR26, and it is a structurally different route to authorization.
How is Class A different, especially without an agency sponsor?
Class A is the program certification path, and its defining feature is that it needs no agency sponsor. Historically, a cloud service provider could not get authorized without an agency willing to champion it, which was a chicken-and-egg problem that often kept smaller providers out. Under Class A, the Program Management Office assesses the provider directly against 25 mandatory rules, with a current service organization controlled to Type 2, or SOC 2 Type 2, report as the evidentiary spine.
That sounds like it lowers the barrier to entry, but also shifts the burden.
Exactly. It lowers the barrier, but it also front-loads the burden. There is no sponsor to shape scope or absorb ambiguity, so the SOC 2 boundary and the mapping to the 25 rules have to be right before submission. Providers that are not Class A ready are not shut out. The Class B and Class C pipelines, which lean on existing commercial certifications, open on August 31st.
What should cloud service providers do this week regarding FedRAMP?
Confirm your SOC 2 Type 2 report is current and that its system boundary matches the service you intend to authorize before August 3rd. A stale or misscoped report will stall a Class A submission immediately. Also, map your control set to the 25 mandatory rules now and close any gaps before the Program Management Office assessment, since there is no agency sponsor to negotiate scope.
Let us shift to Europe. Germany has a NIS 2 registration deadline coming up. What do listeners need to know?
Germany's NIS 2 Implementation Act, or BSI Act, carried a statutory registration deadline of March 6, 2026. Following a BSI letter to industry, affected entities are expected to have registered by tomorrow, July 31st. After this date, non-registration becomes an enforcement priority.
How many entities are we talking about, and what are the consequences for not registering?
Roughly 18,500 of an estimated 29,000 to 40,000 in-scope entities had registered by late May. Non-registration is an administrative offense punishable by fines up to 500,000 euros under Section 65 of the BSI Act. Furthermore, NIS 2 imposes personal liability on management bodies.
So the action item is clear. Register for BSI and IS 2.
Yes, complete BSI registration for every German in-scope entity now, and document management body approval of your NIS 2 risk measures to address the personal liability exposure.
And what about the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act? We have heard about it for a while, but it seems there is a critical date this Sunday.
Indeed. From Sunday, August 2nd, Article 50 of the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act requires interactive systems to disclose the artificial intelligence interaction, generative outputs to be machine-readably marked, deepfakes and public interest artificial intelligence text to be labeled, and emotion recognition or biometric categorization systems to notify exposed persons.
And does this also trigger fining powers?
It does. The same date activates the Commission's power to fine general-purpose artificial intelligence providers up to 15 million euros or 3% of worldwide turnover, whichever is higher. There is a narrow grace period that defers only the Article 50, Section 2 marking duty for pre-market systems to December 2, 2026.
What is the immediate action for companies using artificial intelligence?
Map each user-facing artificial intelligence feature to its Article 50, Section 1, Section 2, or Section 4 obligation, and confirm marking, disclosure, and general-purpose artificial intelligence documentation are live before Sunday.
Beyond these critical deadlines, what else is on the enforcement watch this week?
This was a week of exposure switching on rather than fines going out, but three penalty clocks now start ticking. Germany's NIS 2 registration expectation carries 500,000 euro fines and management personal liability. California's drop duty runs at $200 per day per unhandled deletion request, and the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act's general purpose artificial intelligence regime reaches 15 million euros or 3% of worldwide turnover.
Any actual enforcement developments?
Yes. The Department of Justice Antitrust Division, on July 23rd, filed a proposed final judgment and competitive impact statement in United States versus Edwards Life Sciences Corporation and Genesis MedTech Group Limited. They allege Edwards' acquisition of heart valve developer JC Medical was structured to keep value below the Hart-Scott-Rodino reporting threshold, which is approximately $119.5 million, and avoid pre-merger review. This is a reminder for dealmakers and antitrust counsel.
And in the financial sector?
The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency's July enforcement release includes a consent cease and desist order against United Texas Bank, National Association, Dallas, for Bank Secrecy Act anti-money laundering program deficiencies. This was entered alongside the bank's conversion to a national charter and carries forward remediation from a prior August 2024 order. It is a reminder that anti-money laundering obligations follow an institution through a change of charter or primary regulator.
Looking at the broader landscape, what other key deadlines should we be aware of in the next 60 days?
Many moving parts. Let us quickly touch on some new laws around the world.
In Ireland, the Regulation of Artificial Intelligence Act 2026 was signed into law on July 21st, establishing the Artificial Intelligence Office of Ireland. In New Jersey, Governor Sherrill signed the Forbidding the Algorithmic Inflation of Rent, or FAIR, Act on July 20th, making algorithmic rent pricing a state antitrust violation, effective July 1st, 2027. In China, the Cyberspace Administration of China's rewrite of the Administrative Measures for Internet Information Services closes for comment on August 2nd. This includes new rules for artificial intelligence providers and defines a large internet platform.
Sarah, for our listeners, could you quickly recap the three most critical actions they should take this week?
Absolutely. First, complete your BSI NIS 2 registration for every German in-scope entity before July 31st and document management body sign-off on risk measures. Second, stand up the California Delete Act's drop 45-day deletion cycle for registered California data brokers before August 1st. And third, ship your European Union Artificial Intelligence Act Article 50 disclosures and marking for any provider or deployer of chatbots, generative artificial intelligence, deepfake.